I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shackles and kicked in my bed, but I've come through. I need to go on, 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 on. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
Very fitting intro music for today's podcast, as Super Bowl MVP Drew Brees will join us in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Football Post for this week's podcast. I am your humbled host, Joe Fortenbaugh, and if you're like me, you've been shoveling out from multiple feet of snow the last few days. My arms are killing me, my back is killing me, but it's Friday and the weekend is right around the corner. Before we get to Brees, I want to talk about something I noticed while I was down in Miami last week covering the Super Bowl. Saints fans are, without question, the best fans in the NFL, period. What I saw last week was nothing short of amazing. These people turned Ocean Drive in South Beach into a makeshift Bourbon Street. No lie. The street was barricaded off, and this is a street lined with bars so that people could walk freely in the streets, screaming hoot at, throwing beads, and consuming alcohol in public. It was an amazing sight. And I'll tell you what, if my loyalties weren't already with the Philadelphia Eagles, I would be a Saints fan like that. Great attitude, fun-loving bunch of fans who know how to have a good time. I'm not even going to get into what it was like after the game. I'm sure you can all draw your own conclusions on that one. All right, we go from Saints fans to Saints quarterback. We've talked to him all year, but this is the first time we can introduce him as Super Bowl 44 champion and MVP quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, first off, congratulations on knocking off the Colts. It's been less than a week since the big win. Tell our listeners what the last few days have been like for you and what you've been doing.
It's been a whirlwind. Obviously, after the game, the celebration on Sunday night was, unbelievable. I mean, just the culmination of so many years of hard work and, what we've been through together as a team. To have that Super Bowl championship now is really special. And got a chance to go to Disney World and be in the Disney World Parade on Monday, and then up to New York and to David Letterman. Actually did the Ellen show yesterday in L.A. and doing Oprah tomorrow. And I'm kind of excited. I'm really excited about Oprah because Brittany and Balin will be on the show with me, so it'll be great.
So it's Disney World, Letterman, all this stuff, and Oprah's the one that stands out the most for you.
Well, no, listen, they're all special. They're all really, really kind of unique opportunities, and I'm really have had a wonderful experience at all of them. But, certainly any time you can have your wife and your son on with you, then that makes it extra special.
Of course, of course. Now, I'm not sure if this is true, but I heard a rumor that you were on Colin Cowherd's radio show and had to excuse yourself because you had a call from a very important individual coming in on your other line. Who was trying to interrupt your radio time with Cowherd?
It was actually President Obama. So
Obama?
Not many calls that you would flip over on, when you're talking, live to somebody on the radio. But when the president of the free world calls you, then he calls you definitely tight.
Was Cowherd pissed off that you bailed on him for the president?
No, he was laughing. He thought it was hilarious. How many times do you have that happen to you? It makes for a good radio.
Of course, of course. One of the first things that I heard after the game was that people that were going to be at work this week, if they were expecting a package from New Orleans, they might want to give it a few extra days due to the Super Bowl celebration. But with Mardi Gras getting underway, has the business portion of New Orleans officially shut down?
Pretty much. Our team parade, our Super Bowl parade was on Tuesday. I forgot to mention that, and that was crazy. It was a blast, but it was definitely crazy. And then Mardi Gras being this weekend and a lot of the major parades, and a lot of us are riding. Our owner Tom Benson is riding in the Endymion Parade on Saturday night. I'm riding in Bacchus on Sunday night, and then Sean Payton is riding in Orpheus on Monday night. So it's kind of they're getting a lot of celebration time in, and by the time it's all over, it's just awesome for the city. It's awesome for the fans, and I mean, New Orleans knows how to throw a party and have a parade, that's for sure.
Oh, without question. I saw it all week down on South Beach. Let's talk about the game for a minute. This was your first trip to the Super Bowl. You guys fell behind early, 10-0 in the first quarter. You seemed to have a case of happy feet in the pocket a little bit early in the game before settling down and tearing apart the Colts' defense. What's the feeling like stepping onto the field for the Super Bowl, and are you any more nervous or jittery than usual?
Well, I mean, there's definitely kind of a level of emotion, going into the game that you're, not used to, just because, you understand how big a game it is, and you've been waiting for your whole life for something like this. But I think what you realize is that, once you get into the game, it really is just, hey, it's just a game. It's just a football game. This is what you were born to do, and this is what you've done for so long. And so just relax and enjoy it and just play like you know how to play. So I'd say in the beginning, everybody was a little jittery. But as we got going along there, it was all confidence.
The Saints stunned everyone at Sun Life Stadium at the start of the second half by going with an onside kick that you guys recovered. Six plays later, you put up a touchdown. Was that kick something you guys knew you were going to use in this game, something that you had been working on at practice this week?
Yeah, we knew we were going to do it. It was just a matter of at what point in the game would it be best. And obviously, you wanted it to be unexpected, and I feel like it was very unexpected. So
oh, yeah.
That timing was perfect, and, that's what we love about Sean Payton and playing for him and kind of being in this system is, we're going to play aggressive. We're going to take chances, but they're calculated chances, and we're going to turn it loose. And obviously, we're going to lay it all out there.
Do you feel that was the turning point in the game?
Yeah, just because it was such a big momentum shift, in that game. So, you always look for those ways to kind of grab the momentum back, and that was a great way to do it for us.
Sitting in the press box and getting to see this game live, one play I will never forget as long as I live is the Tracy Porter interception he took to the house in the fourth quarter, not just because of how big the play was, but because of what it meant in that game. That was the point where, barring a miracle comeback, it looked like the Saints were going to win the Super Bowl. Tell me what's going through your mind on the sidelines as Porter's picking off that pass and taking it to the house.
I mean, I'm just going crazy. I'm going absolutely nuts. I'm there preparing for a two-minute drive, that, hey, they're going to score, but we have to be ready for them to score and then go back on the field and execute a two-minute drive to perfection to go down and win the game. And, all of a sudden, our defense, just like they've done all year long, comes up with a huge play like that. And, here's Tracy Porter running it back, 70-something yards for a touchdown, and you're just, you're elated.
You and I have talked all season long about what it's like playing at the Superdome, what those fans are like, how they can make it such an intense place to play. But were you at all surprised at how loud Sun Life Stadium was with all the Houdat fans that were in the house? I mean, when the Colts had the ball, it sounded like a home game for you guys. It was so loud.
Yeah, it was. I felt like we had at least 2/3 of that stadium, maybe more. It sounded like more just because our fans, they created such a great home field advantage and atmosphere for us in the Dome. And I think we just carried that to Miami.
I know you've been asked this question a bunch this week, but I know our listeners want to hear it again. Immediately after the game, you had an emotional moment on the field as you were holding your one-year-old son, Baylen, with confetti flying around the two of you in what will surely become one of the more memorable Super Bowl moments of all time. Talk about what it was like having just won the Super Bowl and having your son there to share it with you.
Well, it's the greatest feeling in the world. It's something you dream about forever. Just the fact that, he was able to be there with me on the trophy stand, just, looking out at the crowd and watching the confetti come down and just taking in the moment. I mean, that's what you dream about. I mean, that was a moment that will be with me forever.
Something I know our listeners want to know about is what does a Super Bowl MVP quarterback do after the game? Are there any big parties we should know about?
No. We had our party with the team and everything at the hotel afterwards. And then other than that, it was obviously excited to be able to go to Disney World and just another memory to share with my son again, you know. And then just kind of, it's been a whirlwind since then, you know, Letterman and then the parade and then, you know, obviously Ellen and Oprah. And so just really take advantage of the opportunity to, you know, get out there and thank all of our fans and all those that have believed in us for so long. And I'm just so glad we were able to give New Orleans the championship that it deserves.
All right, last question before we let you go. Rumors have been circulating that you and the Saints are working on a much-deserved contract extension. To date, have you guys made any progress?
No, that's, you know, I think rumors are flying, and I don't know how they get started. But, you know, we're just trying to enjoy this victory for a while and worry about all that stuff later.
Excellent. Well, Drew, we know you're extremely busy this week, so we really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to talk with us. Enjoy the offseason, and congratulations once again, man.
Thank you.
Man, talk about a guy I have nothing in common with. He's going to Disney World, talking to Obama, and doing shows with Letterman and Oprah while I'm shoveling snow. You know what? Any more talk about that, I'm going into a deep depression, so I'll just cut it off right here. To all listeners out there, thanks once again for tuning in. We'll have plenty more podcasts in store the next few weeks as the NFP will be in Indianapolis at the end of the month for the NFL Scouting Combine. So we'll get a bunch of our guys on the line for that, which is sure to be a mess with everyone in the same hotel room at the same time. Anyway, that about wraps it up. For Drew Brees, President Barack Obama, Oprah, Letterman, I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. But committed no crime and bad mistakes.